It's very early in the morning, around 6 a.m, and we're in Bigbury Beach, which is on the south coast of Devon. And I spend a lot of time here looking out into Burr Island, which itself has fairly steeped in history, links to literature with Agatha Christie. And the reason why I find the place in particular quite special for me is the fact that there's the sea tractor, there's the people, there's the conversations I listen to, the waves, the sounds and the smells of the sea. And of course the landscape and seascapes themselves all end up as part and parcel of many of my paintings and works.
We've picked a summer's day to be here, so it's blue sky and indeed blue sea. Does the place seasonally make a difference to how you feel?
It certainly does. The wild seas that you get in the winter is such a comparison to the seas that you obviously get in the summer, and the lack of tourists as well in the winter. So probably in the winter is a much more solace type emotional place for me, somewhere where my dreams and my thoughts are swept in and out by the tide.
What's the feeling you get here? Is it the place? Is it the birds? Or is it the people that are here? Or just a mixture of everything?
Yes, I think it is a mixture of everything, especially if you look through my sketchbooks. You'll find sketches of the people. You'll find that I record down there the marks of the sand, the shells, the rocks, the red stones, and the colours often come up in my sketchbooks. So it's an amalgamation of all sorts of different aspects, and conversations in particular, stories, standing in the queue waiting for my coffee, all those kind of things.
Tell a friend what it is that you do these days for a living.
Enjoy myself. I love it. I get very messy. I soak my hands in paint and paint with my fingers. I just have a ball. I do try to push myself and challenge myself and take risks. So none of my paintings become a habit. They're actually more from challenging myself and taking risks. Sometimes I paint blindfolded. Sometimes I paint with three paintbrushes in one hand, and that might be my left hand. Because I think through painting, you can become very insular and your painting can become very staid unless you are willing to take those risks. And it's usually through doing those risks that I find new ways of working, new mark making.
Have you ever shown anything that you've painted blindfold?
No, I wouldn't dare.
What do they come out like?
Normally they come out very well, actually. There's a lot of baggage that you have already without having to use observation. Of course, observation is a really good skill to have as an artist, and no one denies that. But when you close your eyes, you can also draw in on some of the imagined aspects of life and the thoughts and the worries and the fears. And you can, when you've got your eyes closed, you can often put those marks down on paper far easier than when you're actually looking at the marks that you're making. You're less inhibited, should I say, about putting marks down if you can't actually see the marks. And it's an exercise, really, an exercise in risk taking. So normally those are the paintings I don't sell, but there will always be elements of those works that actually end up in my work that I sell, because there are always things in there that interest.
You probably don't want to be pigeonholed, but where does it come from? If I said to you, what kind of things inspire you, where does the paintings, where do they arrive from? Are they history? Are they new? What are they?
Yeah, history is very important. I grew up from quite a poor background in Glasgow, and then travelled and spent a lot of time in Blackpool and Bradford. And partly those experiences are really weaved into my work. There are elements there that I can see coming through, not only in the imagery, but also in the texture and the feelings that I felt in those days. Now I believe that my works are really picked out of those experiences, and they do. They weave and they're sewn into my present day work.
You're not one-dimensional in it either, are you?
No, the work's very textural, and that may begin that, which perhaps people won't realise, but underneath the painted surface there are words, there are textures, there are sanded down bits, there might be a love letter in there that I've picked up and placed underneath the painting. So they are quite three-dimensional in many ways, especially when you think about the way in which they've evolved, which is through a process of layering.
Are you an emotional painter, do you think?
Very much so. There's nothing like a good two glasses of wine and locking myself away in the studio with very loud music when I can let my inhibitions go. And then those works normally then are taken to one side, and then I rework them when I'm perhaps a little bit less under the influence of wine. But not too much.
How do you know when they're finished? What's the moment?
The moment for me is when I feel that I can't do any more to get across my own visual language. So I do work over and over in layers and textures. And then there's just that wow moment that I feel, yep, that's finished. And usually have to go with my gut instinct. There's no point pushing a painting further. I've taken the risks on it, and that's where the stopping point is.
There has to have come a moment when, because you haven't been doing this all your life, so there must have come a moment when for the first time you decided to show somebody else and even hope to get paid for it.
Mm.
How did that feel?
It felt quite embarrassing. I felt as if I laid my soul on the line. I remember my first exhibition, it was a complete sellout, and that was great, but I actually went home and vomited because I'd put myself really out there in front of everyone to judge, and it's no mean feat, especially when you're talking with your pictures. Those visual language that you create is about either experiences or people that you've known in the past, about feelings, about death, about worries, about happiness, about birth, etc. When they're all in a wall in front of you, it can be quite intimidating to have other people look. But then at the end of the day, I think it is just a language that you're trying to get across, and all people have those ideas. It's just that I place those ideas into paint.
You've been doing this for about a year now. Where's it all going? Any idea, or are you just going to go with the flow?
Well, I am very much a person that goes with the flow. However, I hope that I continue to paint. I mean, this is what I most enjoy, and as you say, if it continues, then I can keep the money flowing in and paint more and bigger.